Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We have an amazing episode for you because this is the first part of the two-part reunion of the final season of Bad Girls Club. Ah, let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What you really, really want.
I wanna zigzag. If you want my future, forget my past.
You need to crank that up, James. We need a little more.
Don't get wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we can be just fine. Tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
Oh my god. Takes me back.
Childhood. Oh my god.
For real. Baby Spice was everything.
Oh, I totally.
Wasn't she?
You just became my favorite.
Thank you. I wanted
Sorry,
to be
Kayla.
Her.
Y'all already know who I was, right? Y'all know who.
Who, Mel B?
Of course.
Her
curly
right.
hair, like, yes, you know.
And she had that awesome tattoo, and she is, like, she has aged so damn good.
Yeah, she really has.
She's so beautiful.
But I think we all have to agree that Posh won.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
David
mom.
Beckham?
The
hell
mom.
Yeah.
David Beckham, like.
Most successful Spice Girl. For sure. For sure.
I can just, like, imagine how big his, like,
I have no time
talent is.
Exactly.
His talent. That was cute.
Exactly. Good way to put it.
Oh,
his
he's talent. So hot. Arr, and their kids are, like, so beautiful. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. So, Miss Camilla will not be on the panel today. Her daughter is actually in the hospital. So if you want to go over and wish her some goodwill
on social media,
I'm sure she would love
that.
I hope
she's okay.
Yeah, seriously. She specifically asked me to tell you guys. She just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, you know, she wasn't just, like, skipping out. This was actually really serious. So she was actually, we were in contact at, like, 8 a.m. this morning. And she was telling me, she's like, I'm on my way to the hospital. I might not be able to show. And I was like, hey, don't stress. Dylan comes number one, so
exactly.
Of course. So she's with her daughter right now, so everybody say a prayer for Dylan that she's okay and go wish her some...
Positive vibes.
Yeah, positive vibes.
Yes, positive only.
So, Mr. Ollie Dreamer.
Oh, well, hey girl, how you doing? Hey. We missed you. We missed
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas.
Fun.
I did. I did meet a prostitute, though, and...
How fun was that?
You know, honestly, I saw this girl sitting by herself, so I went over and sat with her, just thinking, like, hey girl, so sat with her, I'm having, a snack with her, talking to her, and we're just, like, and then, like, her John comes over, and then she tells me she's a working girl, and it just, like, you know there's prostitutes, you know that stuff's out there, but then when it happened, like, when I, it, like, kind of broke something in me, and after that happened, that was the only bad thing that happened. Aww. So I felt really, really bad about that.
Well,
I mean,
she didn't feel bad. She was going to go get that.
That money, honey.
I know, but it just, I never just, like, talked to someone before and then saw the John and, like, knew, like, okay, these people were about to go leave. What? And she's about to go, like, you know.
Was she sad?
Like, it wasn't
no,
a
she's,
moment, it was the
she
John.
Seemed fine. So I don't know. I think I was the most sad. Just realizing what was happening. But other than that, I had an amazing time.
That's good.
So, Ollie, how can everybody find you on social media?
Hey guys, Ollie Dreamer here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Ollie Dreamer.
Ollie Dreamer.
So
Ollie Dreamer. By the way, I saw a picture of you on Instagram, and I feel like you're, like, so professional in person, and then you were all, like, hot to trot on your Instagram picture.
Sometimes I just want to thirst trap. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I have
very
to.
Photogenic.
Like, I just like to thirst trap sometimes. Like,
you know, you looked hot. It came up
on
my feed, and I, like, liked it. And I was like, oh, shit, that's Ollie. I was like, I didn't even realize. I was like, my God.
I try my best. Not as good as y'all, but
all right,
I'll try.
So, Miss Kayla, looking fine with that head wrap.
Your reunion looks are like
20 minutes to do this thing. It was a lot going on. I didn't want to do my hair today, you guys. School, work, too tired.
Well, you look good.
Thank you, darling.
You look good, good. How can everybody find you on social media?
You guys can find me, of course, on my Twitter, which Twitter has been popping lately. Ooh. Y'all want to see the drama? Get to the Twitter, okay? At Bad Girl KC.
Oh, KC. Center your
ooh,
mic.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, move this over.
Come okay, in a little. Are you good?
We good?
She good?
I can't.
She good.
Okay. Yeah. Anywho, yes. So at Bad Girl KC, that's where you can find all the latest drama going down with these bloggers, these recent bad girls who want to talk mess.
Bloggers, A few different people want to come at Miss Kayla.
I don't know why. Like, I feel like I'm very cool, but whatever. And then you can also find me on my Instagram. That's Back by Popular Demand. And that's going to be with 2Ks, y'all. Back by Popular Demand. Hit me up.
Not 1K, 2Ks. You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. And I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you guys can follow my YouTube channel. I did an interview with Brie and Kiki if you want to go check that out. I also do about 1 to 2 videos a week. If you want to find me on Snapchat, I am Miss Chris Kelly. All right, let's get into it. All right, so this is the Bad Girls Club reunion part one. We are going to be taking calls. How should we take calls today? Should we do it like intermittently? Should we do it at the end? Maybe because this is a reunion, maybe we'll take a call and then we'll talk and then we'll take a call and talk.
I kind of like that. So, either way, it's fine.
Okay, but I want you all to know that we're not, even if you're just on the line.
We sharing these notes.
Yeah, even if you're just on the line, we're going to, you know, you might sit there for a minute. So we're not going to take everybody back to back. But the number to call is 424-256-1646.
1-6-3-3.
And please have something to talk about. If you have a question, concern, if you have an opinion about this episode, we'd love to hear it. We do love when you guys call and say you love us, but, yes. You know.
Just, don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy. Have something to talk about first. All right. So, Seven and Key's outfits looked amazing. Mm-hmm. I have to say that Seven's outfit was my favorite.
I liked it. It was very pretty. It looked very nicely put together. I love the choker, the embroidering. It was pretty. It was simple but elegant, but still, I think, appropriate for the occasion.
Yes. Like,
everyone was wearing black tonight.
I think they're starting to do like that whole Love and Hip Hop Basketball Wives. Erica Mena's, how they all do the matching thing.
Yeah.
That kind of reminded me of that because I know they do that on Housewives too. Mm. Like they all wear the same color scheme. Oh. And then it will just be a different, like, you know, reunion outfit, but it'll be the same color. So. I don't know. I noticed that. I was like,
well, regardless, her outfit was my number one favorite.
Kiara kind of looked good, no lie.
Kiara did look good, but kind of unmemorable. Like, I don't really, like, remember what she wore, but I think it's because she came with Seven, and Seven's outfit to me was, like, so bomb. I think Seven's outfit was my favorite, and I think Fran's outfit was my least favorite.
Okay.
Because I just felt like on her body shape. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Oh. Susan's outfit was my least favorite.
Okay, yes.
But
yes.
I liked Susan's outfit, but it didn't look...
On her.
On her. It was not the most flattering.
Yeah.
All right. So Kiki's outfit was on point. I thought Kiki's hair, I thought her outfit, I thought she looked really good. That was probably the best I've seen Kiki look.
Kiki looked good, but like, girl, that wasn't a good look to come in at the reunion because she's falling all the time. So I'm like, you need to... Because you know Kiki was
going to get into
it. Nothing
that'll make you tripping.
Exactly. So I was kind of like, Kiki, you look so good.
I think
but
we
like,
talked about that too, Kiki. Else. Did we say we were both clumsy, girl? Because I think we had that moment. Like, we both clumsy.
And I actually really liked Fran. I think it was mostly her makeup. Like, I really liked Fran's makeup.
I really liked Fran's makeup, and I liked the dress. However, it should have been belted because of Fran's body type. Like, I just feel like the waist should have come in a little more. She either should have used, like, a waist cincher, or she should have used, like, a belt or something, because it made her look boxy.
Okay.
You guys know she went to school for this, so that's why she's such an expert. Don't get salty now.
I got my bachelor's degree in fashion, so yes.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of my favorite things is the hair, the makeup, and the outfits for the reunion. Right. Erica Mendez, oh, my God. Her outfit was, like...
Erica Mena.
Her outfit was bomb. I love the color. Yeah. I love that it was like sexy, sophisticated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how her boobs were just like staying
looked like they were ready to process some milk to a baby. Like, I was like, oh my God, they look so good, but they were like so like, ooh, like
I love a girl like, in a pantsuit, you know, like the masculine, but she's still feminine with the hair and the boobs. Like, she was good. Like,
I think I just had a nip snip while I was talking about her boobs. I'm like, wait a minute.
She looked like,
good. I told y'all.
She looked confident.
I got the best.
All right, we're gonna take our first caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey. Hey, it's Gino from Maryland.
Oh,
hey.
Hi, Gino. Gino, so we're talking about the girls' outfits right now. Who is your favorite outfit? Like, who was the best dressed in your opinion?
I think that I really liked Sayora's outfit because it was, you know, it was nice and it was see-through. She had the little X's on her boobs or whatever. Mm-hmm, but also, I also like kind of what Susan was wearing because it reminds me of the way that her top was. It reminded me of how Judy's top was when they went to Barbados in her season. It was like that X thing, too.
It's like the underboob.
Oh, underboob. Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
The mighty underboob.
Yeah, I like those kind of dresses, I guess.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, Gino. And everybody can find you at the Gino Bino Show, right?
Yes.
The Gino Bino and at $100 Video on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye, Gino. All right, so Brie tells Erica that she's going to fight Susan and Key, which that whole drama was a little confusing. Do you think that the whole situation, because what Brie says is that there were tweets that came from Susan, but Susan said that she didn't do those tweets.
That was a little tricky there.
It is, because like some of these fans, like being a part of like the BGC universe, like there's so many fan pages and people create these accounts, and sometimes these girls can get it confused. Granted, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy mm-hmm. for Brie to get confused because mm-hmm. she doesn't know Susan, so she can easily see like this fan page with Susan's picture and maybe think it's actually Susan mm-hmm. or vice versa with the Susan mm-hmm. on the other end. So, you know, these fans, I love the fans, but they love the drama too. So, you know, they're a little instigating, stirring the pot, you know, shit happens.
Do we think that it was real or do we think that it was, why can't I get the straw open? Do we think that it was real or do we think that it was a fake page?
Got it.
It is very interesting because in the next episode, not in this particular episode, but there's a preview with Brie confronting Susan, and Susan's quiet when Brie confronts Susan. So when I was watching it, I was like, okay, so what the heck is going on?
So that wasn't
here?
A fake page, what you're saying.
Yeah, so we need to see the next episode for me to fully give my opinion, but it could be either one.
Yeah, for me, I was kind of like, I didn't know on that one because they both said the same thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, somebody hit up somebody first. Either way.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, why is Susan even upset about Brie? Because Susan was, like, super happy to leave the show.
That's
so why
all replacements do.
So why is she, like, want to come at somebody who she didn't know, first of all? But, yeah, Andrew's attacking her for being a stripper. But it's, like, she was a stripper. It's a very confusing situation.
It's just that whole redemption factor, you know? Like, I was a replacement. I wasn't a replacement, but I got replaced, like, three episodes in. Mm-hmm. So I have to make up for it.
Yeah, she seemed, like, real angry to me for no real reason. Like, nobody... Mm-hmm. I feel like because she was very unmemorable, so people didn't really care about her.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Nisha not coming to the reunion? What'd y'all think about that?
Nisha? Who's Nisha?
Shayla.
What did she go by?
I'm not about to play with you.
Even
Shayla.
I knew her name.
The Shayla.
Why do I have her down as Nisha?
Nisha.
Was anybody Nisha?
There's Tanisha.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I'm having my period, and like,
look, she's blaming it on her period.
No, but like, I took some pain meds, and I'm drinking because I'm in so much pain right now just to be here for y'all.
So it's all for you guys. So it's all your fault.
I actually texted them before I got here, and I was like, hey, if I'm mean to anybody, it's
And she's actually sweet as pie right now, and she doesn't even look like. It's that day today. Yeah. She looks like she's going to
no one got snatched
a pageant
yet.
Or a ball.
Oh my god! I like have to drink in order to like be a human. Right now. Okay, so Susan tells Erica that she did not do the tweets and blah 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 blah, which is probably a lie. Fran, Kiki, Sayora come out as the original bad girls. Wasn't really much to say about their whole entrance. Sayora talks about the fat transplant, which I thought it was a little weird that Tanisha mm-hmm. brought that up.
Because, do you want to elaborate?
Well, I feel it was a little weird that she brought that up because.
Which camera are you looking at?
People.
I was like, well, the tea is being sipped real hard right now. I mean.
Well, I just think that people that have plastic surgery, it's a little strange mm-hmm. when you see somebody and you're like, your body looks so good. What have yeah. you had done? Especially when it's like on a TV show. And when when you yourself claim to have not had plastic surgery, it's a little mm-hmm. strange to then be like calling somebody out about plastic surgery. Yeah.
Looking at Say, though, I wouldn't have even thought she had. To me, she always looked good.
She looked good on the show.
I mean, I did agree with Tanisha on this, though, at the fact that she said, like, I'm all for the surgery, mm-hmm. even though maybe if she's gotten some, she's not saying that. But she says she's all for surgery as long as it looks good.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And I'm with her on that. Because if it look good, because, you know, if I get me some ass or something, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to be like, yeah, got it. Because y'all see mm-hmm. how I am now. So it's mm-hmm. like, come on, Kayla. Like, or maybe I'll just pretend to go work out like all the girls do. They get the, you know,
speaking of calling people out, let's take this call.
yeah. Or somebody like Kim Kardashian, who could or could not have maybe been held up at gunpoint and then went away.
I know, I just thought.
And then went away and then came back, you know, and had a smaller ass. Ooh, so, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up?
What's up? I'm
Josh from Illinois.
What's your name?
Josh Escatel.
Oh, what's your name?
Josh Escatel from Illinois.
Joseph.
Hey. Josh. So what do you think about plastic surgery and the whole, like, talking? Do you think that Tanisha should have mentioned that? Because she kind of put Shay, I mean, Shay.
Oh, God, I'm not.
Kristen's drunk.
Well, I don't know. Like, she as far as, like, plastic surgery, I agree. Like, yeah, like, if you're paying for it, like, if you want to keep it personal, that's your thing, you know? Right. Like, keep it personal. It's your thing. But, like, I don't know. I like plastic surgery is a very, like, controversial topic, you know?
Mm-hmm. But do you think that she kind of put her on the spot a little bit by asking her, you know?
Oh, asking Sayora if she had her boobs on? Oh, yeah, totally. Well, I don't know. Maybe she just really was really digging her. I don't know. Maybe she just wanted to know. That's just her thing. Who knows? Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to say about the episode?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm like a dork. I just wanted to say.
You sound a little nervous.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed that just Shayla was not at the reunion. I wish she was there because mm-hmm. I really liked her a lot towards the end. She was really growing on me, you know? Mm-hmm. She really was. Yeah. I gave all the girls the benefit of the doubt.
We finally got to see, like, a side of her.
I agree. I liked her a lot because I watched the episode that I missed last night. And I liked her so much more mm-hmm. because I actually got to meet her and, like, know her. Do you think that she's going to look back on it and kind of regret that she wasn't with the other girls from the beginning?
Yeah. Well, definitely. Because I feel like she picked the wrong set of friends, honestly.
Yeah.
What about when they called her out as a flip-flop? Do you think that that was right? Do you agree with that or no?
Oh, when they called her at the reunion on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, they showed the tweet,
I feel like she was just kind of like, that's kind of like what's to be expected, you know? Like, you didn't go to the reunion, so you got to get some kind of, like, criticism, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the same time, I understand why she didn't go, because she could have been jumped. I mean, there seems like there was a lot of people that really were against her. Do you...
She is the littlest one, too, so...
As a fan of hers, do you think that she was right in not going? I mean, I know that you said you were sad that she didn't go.
I think she should have went. I do. Like, either way you look at it, I feel like she should have went.
I think she should have, too.
Set her piece, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, as bipolar as her little crew was acting, she didn't know what she was going to do.
But she was a little bipolar, too, though, because she was flip-flopping and, like, apologizing. Yeah, this is true.
Are we all, though, at the end of the day?
Oh, we are. Look, I'm like, we are.
Yeah, it's an edited show.
I have two personalities.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Bye. So, with the whole, like, you know, the Shayla situation, how did you guys feel about it?
Well, they brought up the whole thing with the Fab Four about how the end of the show, she was just all like, oh yeah, like, you guys are my girls, to like say Brie and all them. But then, you know, the tweet, the Fab Boy, her, Seven, Susan, Kimari.
Right.
So I think it would have been more interesting if Shay came to the reunion, get that check, you know?
Right.
But mm-hmm. she didn't, and I just think that's lame. So,
yeah,
that's my opinion.
I agree. So, oh, but Shayla had, was funny when she was on the phone, is that Shayla said, you should, because when Kiki was, like, you know, talking to her, and she was like, you should have been with me from the beginning. That was so weird.
Kiki said that?
No, when Kiki was talking to DeShayla, and DeShayla on the phone. So she said something in those words.
Oh, like, you should have been hanging out with us from the start.
Yes.
You should have been on this team. I find that funny. It reminded me of my season. Yes, I'm talking about my season. It reminded me of my season at the reunion when Tiffany kind of said that to me about being friends with Amber and Amber. Like, I can't even believe, like, girl, you didn't even like me. So why would I be sitting on this side with a bunch of bitches that didn't like me? And it was really for no reason at the end of the day. Like, straight
it's
up.
Just to get more people on your side.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Very true. So then they talk about the careers, about how Sayora wants to own a hookah bar, and, you know, Kiki's love life and all of that. And then Key and Seven come out. Dun, dun,
dun. Finally.
So Seven and Kiki, they fight because Kiki calls her out. Because Kiki says, you know, pretty much like, you know, what's up? So then they get into that whole fight, which actually that was kind of an intense fight.
That was. All the security.
You couldn't see anything.
There was like five dudes. A lot of swinging. Like, when's the last time a BGC reunion was that like mini packed with security? Guards. It was crazy. Like other times, like it's almost as if, I don't know. It's shady to me.
Other girls in history have done worse on social media, like threatening each other. So you would have thought it would have happened past seasons with more security, like bum rushing like that. But yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
there's been
some bad BGC reunions that girls just got dragged and it took forever for like.
And I feel like these girls were honestly less confrontational. Like they had confrontation.
Yeah.
But I feel like they kind of held out on a lot of like.
I mean, you know? Yeah, there was one replacement this season. But right.
I think that's because I didn't have the moolah.
To get another girl?
Yeah, I don't know. So then Key said that she came to be better. That she came to the house to be better. And, you know, that this was like her reason. And then Key starts crying about DeShayla. And then they show like the clips of DeShayla. And then Seven starts crying about DeShayla. Which, it was very interesting to see Seven even have any emotion.
Yeah.
Because Seven's kind of been like a brick wall like, yeah, this whole time.
I agree.
Like a mummy.
Like she broke down. Like she like really.
Never any expression on her face.
Literally. Yes. Like Seven's been just like no emotion. Yeah, she's been like strong, but I don't think like having your guard up is necessarily strong. Not showing your emotions isn't strong to me. I just wish she would have spoke up more. Like I feel like a lot of people should have spoke up more. Honestly, the person who was speaking up was like Bree. We had Fran sometimes spoke up
for herself. Kiki was talking a lot.
And
Kiki spoke up a lot.
Yeah.
Key Marie,
some of them didn't. Yeah. But before that, the whole thing, this is where like Tanisha, I shake my head. When Tanisha was like, Key, you were so supportive to little Key. She were so supportive. Do you remember that? When she was like, you were so supportive at like.
Look at my eyes.
I'm like, oh, Tanisha, what are you talking about? Like, what? That was
girl.
That what?
Yeah, I was.
That
just,
was the weirdest statement. Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry.
How
did you watch the show?
I didn't understand. Did anyone else catch that? Like,
I was just like, wow.
I just had to throw that out there because
we're gonna take another caller.
Not true.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, hi. I'm Chandra from the Bronx.
Ooh, hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. BK.
Hi.
Oh no, BX. Look, I said BK.
You can have it your way.
You know I'm not from the East. Look. So,
what did you think about this episode? What did you think about the reunion?
I actually like the reunion. It's like I was upset that the shader didn't come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was she one of your favorites?
And it's like, huh?
Was she one of your favorites, or did you just like her?
No,
at the end.
I like her at the end. Mm-hmm. When she was like interacting with he and the other side. Mm-hmm. She loosened up more when Seven and he left.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are you a long time watcher of Bad Girls Club? Or are you gonna be sad that it's over?
Yes, I'm really upset. I really wanted to like go on another like VH1 or something.
Oh, right. Hopefully
I'm really upset.
Hopefully it does. Well, thank you so much for calling.
I love your accent. Yeah,
Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
You sound so cute. Is there anything else you want to say before I have to let you go?
Not really. Just thank you for,
Well, thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. I love you guys. Thank
you.
I
love you. Too. Bye. So Seven is called out about hating fat girls. This is something from the beginning of this season. A lot of fans tweeted me and said that Seven hated fat girls. She was like, She's like, Seven.
Seven.
She
heaven.
Ain't no heaven girl.
You remember that show?
Seventh Heaven.
Oh my God, throwback.
I can't remember the whole song, but I just remember that part.
You know the girl that played Ruby, like the tiny girl, the youngest? I went to her house. I went to her Halloween party a few years ago.
What?
It was the most random thing ever. She's like a very normal girl. Like, she's just like a super normal girl that did that show when she was really young. But it was just real.
Because like, Seventh Heaven, she wouldn't do Halloween parties. Because, you know, Jesus people don't do Halloween because, you know. I love it.
Only sinners celebrate Halloween. I'm a sinner.
It was just weird to see her in a sense all. So, yeah, she's called out hating fat girls. And she says, like, that she doesn't hate fat girls. She's just only fought girls that were bigger. I don't know. I think that she might secretly just, like, hate fat people. Because even Key asked her, like, well, like, why do you hate me? What did I do to you? And she was like, well, you ran up on me, but flashback or that's rewind. She didn't really run up on her. There was never really a reason for Seven and Key to fight.
To hold that grudge. Because she did hold that grudge.
There was never a reason.
I think Key did run up on Seven, though, in the beauty room.
I mean, maybe Seven used to be heavier when she was younger. I don't know. Maybe then, it's just... Maybe there really is some pent-up aggression. Maybe... Kristen's drunk. Maybe there is some pent-up aggression towards bigger people.
I could understand.
I mean, that exists.
A little bit of where she was coming
from. Prejudice?
I
don't know.
Yeah, no. And not necessarily with big girls, but, like, for me, it's the whole... on my season, what they didn't, like, allow me to explain, or they edited it a certain way, but it was me talking to Tiffany one time, telling her my experience with multiple women of color that were lighter than me. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, certain negative situations that I had encountered, and I told her, like, you know, this is something that's a pattern. So I actually wanted her and I to get along, because I didn't want to continue that pattern. Mm-hmm. And I saw that, you know, like, those things coming up there. And I was like, no, we need to get along. Like, this is a goal of mine. Like, we have to get along. Mm-hmm. So I kind of think I know where she's coming from at a certain point, but I kind of wanted to see her try to get along with her more. If that was something that she's used to dealing with, then try to break the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Because she did the opposite, whereas like she was always at like Kiki's throat.
Yeah.
When it should have been the opposite. Maybe she's been in with fights with bigger girls in the past. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could very well be
maybe
something.
She was bullied by somebody that was a bigger girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We don't know. So Key stands up and says, I'm not a weak bully. I'm not a weak bully. She says, I'm not weak. I'm not a bully. Talking about how she's not a bully. I don't know. Let's take a caller. Hi, what's your name? Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm on the show.
Woo! Who is this? I'm going to be where you are.
You guys don't understand. I've been calling since season 13. I finally
Oh my God.
Yay!
Congrats.
What's your name?
My name is Marco. I'm from Galveston, Texas, guys.
Hey, Marco.
Marco. Marco.
Yes. Oh my God.
So do you think that Key's a bully? Do you think when she stood up and she said, I'm not a weak bully, do you think she's a bully?
No. I don't think... I think Key is a bully in the sense that she always started drama in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but I don't think she's a bully because, you know, editing... made her seem as a bully.
Right.
But at the sense, you know what? I'm going to be real about it. I think she's a bully. Fine, let's go.
Okay, be real. Be real about it. Be real about it.
Push.
You're like, you know what? She wasn't a bully.
maybe not. Yeah. Not today.
No,
I was trying to save her. Oh,
you was trying to be nice.
Don't save something that don't need saving.
I mean, you can be
don't say that how.
You can be a fan of her. You can be a fan of her, and you can still like her, and you can still like qualities about her. Yeah. But if you think that she's a bully, I mean... just saying that somebody's a bully doesn't mean they're 100% like a bad person. I mean,
I'm not saying she's a bad person because she was a bully on the show.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, because she was a bully on the show because she was always saying stuff like, "Oh, I don't want to start drama," but she's starting drama, and I didn't understand that at all.
And a bully can be redeemed. I just want to say, because I know a lot of people, you know, it's like, we're like, "Oh, that person's a bully. That person's a bully."
Oh,
Everybody's been a bully Kayla at said some
that,
point.
Yeah,
you know?
Kayla said before in her season, a lot of people, she was getting a lot of negative things because she was being seen as a bully. But like I said, it's a TV show, so it's like she could have been just added to be the bully for that season.
Agreed.
But at the end of the day, when you meet her in personal, she could be a different person.
Yeah, agreed. It's nothing personal, girl. We just judging you off of the show, but it's personal now, though.
Yeah, you're like, you're a bitch.
It's personal
show,
now, Keith Marie.
I think there was just some shots fired.
he was caught in the crossfire. He didn't know what was going on. It's okay.
Well, baby,
is
there anything else you want to say about the show while we got you on here?
On the show, I can't believe this. If this is the last season, VH1 need to pick up this show because I've been watching Bad Girls Club since season 8.
Since season what?
Season 8.
Well, bitch, you gotta go back to season three.
I know. I know.
How have you?
I'm
you ain't seen Tanisha season,
but like, but the glimpse I see, I know Kayla's my favorite and you're my favorite
from season five and season three.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If you go on Cody, because actually last night
I went on Cody
to find this show, and all the seasons were on there. I was like, oh my god. So,
Cody,
who is Cody?
I'm going to go on Cody and see everything.
Bad Girls are ours, too.
Forget about Pirates.
All the Bad Girl seasons. All the seasons are on Cody.
I watched this on the Fire Stick thingy, but not on Cody. Like this.
Gotta go on Cody. All of the seasons of Bad Girls are on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but at the end, I find it odd that Simon said that he, Fran, and Sayora are always on social media talking about the show. But this during the whole season, the one who was talking most about the show was Seven herself.
Mm-hmm.
This whole season. So I find it really odd that she said that. And I was like, and in my head, I'm like, bitch, but you're the one talking about the show this whole season. What are you fucking talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like Seven either. I don't like her.
Cody.
All right. Well, thank you so much, love. Have a great night.
I'm like, thank you so much.
Bye. So Susan gets out there,
Kiki,
when Kiki said, where'd you get that outfit from? You didn't see that? Susan, he's like, here comes Susan. And so Susan comes out, and Kiki goes, where'd you get that outfit from? You heard it. I saw you
and
laugh.
Little
I know, I was too busy about that other comment about the divorce. Kiki. The divorce, she said.
Oh, my God.
Like,
when she mentioned that, when she mentioned the divorce, and, like, Tanisha just, like, looked down.
Tanisha was pissed. And I was like, Tanisha...
Stop.
Tanisha, she needs to call these girls out more. Because previous season, she was calling people out. You know, I don't know if you guys saw season 10 where Shannon, BGC viewers, bum rushed someone, Valentina. She called Shannon out. And then she didn't call out this season when Seven and Kiara bum rushed Brie and Kiki. So Tanisha just kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes.
Why?
Because she's at times biased and at other times she's not biased. So and like when I mentioned earlier, she was like totally supportive of Key when Key was saying, "Oh, Key, you're so supportive." Like,
yeah,
I was like, Tanisha, what are you talking about? Like, I'm trying to be here for you. Your hair looks sickening, but what you're saying, how you're acting, is sickening in a bad way. So sometimes I just don't agree with how Tanisha is a host.
Well, I don't agree with how Tanisha's a host because last year...
I'm not about to play with y'all right now. I love this.
Last season when we did our review show of Bad Girls Club, Tanisha attacked me on social media and said that I was a meth head and said that I was a pill popper. And when I said that I took some pain medication earlier, guys. That was Midol, by the way.
Oh, girl, bye.
No, because Tanisha...
No need for explanation. Do what you want to do. It's your life.
We came on AfterBuzz. This is our job. This is what we do. And Tanisha said, I feel threatened. And then I came on the show and I said, okay, so Tanisha said, I feel threatened and blah, blah, blah. And then it all got blown up and Tanisha attacked me on social media for really doing nothing, for doing my job on here. And then said I was a drug addict and, like, made up a bunch of rumors about me and, like, said a lot of hurtful things when I did nothing to her. So I'm not really a fan of Tanisha anymore because of that.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp.
Interesting.
Yeah, so,
there
I mean...
are sound effects this episode.
The plot thickens.
I know. So there you go. So that's why... But truth be told, I did think Tanisha looked beautiful, and I did think her hair looked...
No, she looked good.
I did think her hair looked on fleek, but she talked so much shit about me, so unjustly, she did look good, and I did think Tanisha did a good job at hosting. Mm-hmm. I just wish she wouldn't fly off the handle, because she is a grown adult, so...
We'll wait for next episode, see how she
does. Yeah, let's wait for next episode. Mm-hmm. All right, so Kiki said... Yes, give me a show.
Yeah, she did her hit. Like,
oh, yeah,
too.
Because Susan was getting ready. She pulled her hair up. She took her shoes off. I remember this. Okay, it's coming back to me.
So they hold Susan. They hold Kiki back. Everybody's been held back. Nobody is fighting. Mm-mm. Goes to black.
And then just when the it was episode. Getting good. Just when it was
so, yeah, let's
good.
Take a few callers. Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Joe from New York.
Hey! What's the weather like in New York right now?
I don't know. I haven't been out in a while.
Oh. Baby, you gotta get outside. Okay, so tell me, what was your favorite part of this episode? What did you like? What did you not like? Anything. Give me anything. Oh, did we lose him?
Oh, no.
Oh. Hello?
He hung up on you and ran outside.
You heard his feelings, Kristen.
I gotta go see what's up outside.
Maybe he went outside. He was like, I got to listen to Kristen. I got to go outside.
Oh, I feel bad. Well, you know what? I got dogs.
Hello?
So I'm constantly outside.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Rico. I'm calling from Southern California.
Rico. Rico.
Cali baby.
Rico Suave.
Good. How are you?
Right.
Rico. Okay. What did you think about today's episode? Did you like it? Did you hate it? What was your favorite? Tell me.
I liked it. It was bittersweet just because, you know, it's about to be over. So, yeah. And I've been watching since season one. So it's like, it sucks. But I really, 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 I'm a Seven fan. Like, I'm a huge Seven fan.
Tell me why, because we don't have, no, because I honestly want to know, not that, I'm not saying anything bad about her, I'm just saying, like, we don't have that many.
No, I do want to know but,
because I would love to know your opinion. Why do you like Seven? Give it to me.
Because I thought, like, from day one, she came in the house, and she was a bitch, and she let everyone know she was going to be a bitch, and I just love That's a good true. Bitch. Okay. She's awesome. And I think that I hate that everyone, like, sticks up for Baby Bop, Kiki. And, like, she rushed Seven twice, like, attended, come the side. And no one said anything about it. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's fine. But Seven's such a horrible person for running up to her and hitting her.
See, I disagree, but I respect your opinion.
So are you saying that we're all giving maybe privilege because she's bigger? And we're all feeling sorry.
I don't even think it's privilege. Like, I just think everyone's like, maybe it's because Seven's a bitch, but I just, in my eyes, I thought it was completely wrong for Kiki to rush her from the side, but Seven's a horrible person for running up to her because she had a box in her hand. Like, girl, drop the box and swing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I disagree just because when she ran up from the side, though, I don't know if she was really, like, running up from the side, you know? And and the whole thing when she was, like, coming in, that really was an ambush. Like, I mean, if you're just, like,
but
walking
I mean,
in.
Like, straight to my face, not like, I had to drop my bottle, like, it's on cracking. Like, she fell on the floor and was like, wah! It was just horrible.
You know something I did notice about that fight? was that Seven grabbed Kiki's hair from the side, which wasn't just her hair. It was, like, her head, you know? So she grabbed her head, so she kind of immobilized her almost when she
I kind of saw her pinch her cheek, too. It was so weird. I was like, she, like, pinched her cheek when she fell on the floor.
You know, I don't know, but there was just something about that that, like, just seemed, like, unfair to me because, I mean, in real fighting, like, in boxing and stuff, you know, you can't do that. You can't just, like, immobilize someone immediately.
How do you guys feel about when Kiki was walking in the house with Bran, like, a few episodes back, and she was like, I'm going to help you jump, Brie. Like, you guys, like...
Oh, like, when and then she said, like, oh, I never said I was going to jump anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. I just cannot stand Kiki. Like, I'm like, ugh, you stupid whore.
You know, though, okay, I mean, I do have to say, though.
I forgot about that.
You know, but at the same time, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not, like, on anyone's side. But haven't you ever said to somebody, like, oh, we're going to do this, blah, 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 and then, like, you totally forgot because maybe you were drinking or something, you know, or you were, like, caught up in the moment. I don't know. I mean, we're all human. But I agree with you. That was shady as hell that she was like, well, she's like, we're not, like, jump her. And then she's like, nobody said anything about jumping. What are you talking about?
I love you and Kayla so
oh
much.
Oh my
like,
god, we love you. And Ollie.
No,
you
don't
too.
Love me.
And
no.
Ollie. Thank
Ollie gets love too. I'll be seeing him comments. They be like, oh, fine.
Because he is. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I love you guys.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Callie, baby. West.
I know, right?
Hi. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, what's your name?
What's up, Kayla KC?
Hey,
boo.
Finally got through on the line. Oh my gosh.
What is up?
Just chilling. Oh my god, you guys. This episode was crazy.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about it?
I mean, I thought they should have did a clip show with bringing all of you OGs back.
Oh,
and
agree.
Ending it like
that
with a baby. Like,
agreed.
Huh? Right. That would have been cool. Maybe like they'll do something like that the next episode, the last episode. But
cool.
I don't think it's really over, y'all. Come on. It did say for now,
They said it for the season 13 when they had like the redemption.
Yeah,
that was the last
before.
Season.
No,
so
I felt like they should have put more you guys, like, from, you know, Kristen, Kat, and
thank you.
Yourself, Kayla. Like, on the All-Star, I felt like they had some extras on there that shouldn't have been on there.
Right. Mm. I agree.
Dude,
from my opinion.
Casting
honestly,
directors.
Honestly, I love Kat so much. Mm. And when Kat left the show, I cried.
Aww.
Like, I don't know if y'all are following me on Instagram, but on Instagram I've been posting behind the scenes photos, and there's one I have of me and Kat that I haven't or it's actually of me and Leah that I haven't posted yet, and it was like when Kat left and I couldn't stop crying.
Aww.
Because it's like you know, you have these like emotions with these girls, like, oh yeah, we're friends, but then when someone's like just taken,
mm-hmm.
and you realize how much you loved that person, like if I was on another show with Kat, you don't even understand. I would cry. I would literally cry.
They need, like, some spinoffs, though. Some of you guys stood out.
That's so wonderful. She's such an amazing
person. Some of you guys
stood
out. Like, they need some spinoffs.
I know. Well, we're going to have to let you go, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, love you guys.
Bye,
love
you.
Thank you
so
much.
We're going to take one more. Oh, we lost that one more.
Oh, no.
I was trying to get as many as possible. Are we going to take one more?
One more?
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Gabriel Castillo. I'm from Central California.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, you're so official. Hello.
He's
I know.
Hey.
He sounds like he does.
I only got
insurance.
Through. I've been trying. I'm trying.
Oh, I'm so happy.
What up,
you
West
got
Coast?
Through.
What are you guys up to?
Hey, West Side.
Thank you so much for calling. So, what did you think about the episode?
I thought it was a really good episode. Like, the arena was good. I just think, you know, like the fight with Seven and Kiki, like, the security was like, they had more security than they did cast, you know? It was like two extra, I think. But
that was like Seven.
But I mean, it was good so far. You know, I'm excited to see next week. Personally, I like Susan, so I'm excited to see Susan, you know, get down. So let's see how next week goes.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. We have to wrap up.
Yes.
But thank you so much for calling. Bye. Do we have time for that one more or no? Got to wrap up? All right. He's like flashing wrap up. He's like flashing wrap up to me. Wrap up. Thank you, James. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
All right, guys. So.
Well, guys, I love you guys so much. I'm so sad. One more episode. I'm Ollie Dreamer. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Oh, and it's my turn. Of course, you guys know who I am. Kayla Casey, season 3. Look it up if you haven't seen it. You can find me on Twitter. That's going to be at Bad Girl Casey. That's where all the drama's been going down lately. Check it out. And then you can also find me on my Instagram. That's going to be back by popular demand. Also, check out my pages. I have my SoundCloud links on there. Go ahead and check those out.
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. The link is right here. I'm also going to leave a comment. Please go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. I would love that so much. I also come back to everybody on my YouTube channel. And if you want to find me on Snapchat, it's Miss Chris Kelly. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we are going to have Jesse, DJ Jesse J, as a special guest next week. He started the Bad Girl Club After Buzz King. Show. Yes. And he is going to end it
he's
with us.
Coming back.
So Jesse's going to be here for next week. And I'm so grateful that he's coming. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll see you next week. If you called and you didn't get through, try next week. Yes. Bye. Love guys. You.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.